politicians are supposed to represent the people who voted for them, their constituents. So are the Republicans who voted for Joe Biden's ridiculous $1 trillion infrastructure bill really representing those constituents? Rick Manning joins me now, the president of Americans for Limited Government. For the life of me, Rick, when I looked at that list of the Republicans in the Senate who joined in this vote, I thought these are some of the people who are supposed to be some of the most conservative members of the United States Senate. What happened there?
Well, what happened is there was a decision by those Republicans that they wanted to appear to be reasonable in the Washington Post and the New York Times. And as a result, they are doing a deal, have decided to do a deal with Biden and Schumer. And on a bill that they said, by the way, they said was revenue neutral, but which the Congressional Budget Office came out just this afternoon and said, no, 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 this bill costs $250 billion.
Yep.
So this is no longer, they no longer can hide behind a shield of revenue neutrality. This is $250 billion, over $250 billion in new spending and new debt that they can't run away from. So it is a, and I'm hoping that they'll hear from constituents and just tell them to stop the spending, because America can't afford to be funding the Green New Deal. And this is the first down payment on that.
Well, and we're talking tax increases, a national motor vehicle per mile user fee. You know where that thing's going to go.
Well, we do know where that's going to go.
Well, and imagine
the tax.
Well, it's a tax, but worse than that, Rick, we tell people this is your federal highway system. You paid for it. Even if you don't own a car, you paid for it because you pay through the products you buy that are transported on that system. And when you need to use it, you can use it as much or as little as you want. And now all of a sudden, the federal government is going to effectively say to people, yes, you bought and paid for that federal highway system, but now every time you want to use it, you have to pay, and the more you use it, the more you're going to pay. It would be like owning a house and having burned the mortgage, and you've got the house free and clear, and then being told, by the way, the bank is going to insist that you rent the house. Every time you use it, you're going to have to rent it. And you say, but I bought it. I paid for it. What are you talking about?
No, you're exactly right. It's a there's so many egregious things in the bill, but you know that's one of the ones I've focused on as well. And I focused on it because for almost a completely different reason. I've always been concerned about the mileage tax from using the GPS in your cars to basically create a mileage tax.
Yep.
But we're, you know, at a time when we're pretty concerned about the surveillance state, I'm kind of disinclined to have the federal government spending a lot of time, energy, and effort tracking where everybody's driving so they can send them a bill. Seems to me that this is the exact wrong time for Republicans to be embracing the surveillance state.
I agree with you. And let me tell you something else. They point out, or you point out, the gas tax has not kept up with inflation, because the last time it was increased was 1993. In fact, if I remember correctly, Rick, that was the tax increase of the fuel tax, the federal fuel tax, that broke George Bush's famous "Read my lips, no new taxes," and he allowed for an increase in that. But if I understand how they distributed this money right, almost half of the mileage tax goes to mass transit. People on mass transit who don't pay the mileage tax because they're riding the bus. So if we weren't shipping 40% of the federal the federal highway fund monies from the gasoline tax off to pay for buses and trains and light rail, we'd have plenty of money to have great highways and bridges everywhere, wouldn't we?
We know that light rail is the idea of everybody who doesn't want to ride it to tell everybody else that they ought to be riding it. And if only they can get somebody else to pay for it with the infrastructure bill they've got, not only in the existing highway tax, but in the allocations, but in the bill that they're passing right now, that is another big component. You know, we always talk about infrastructure. You think of roads and bridges and the like.
Yep.
Less than one-tenth of the money, of the $1.2 trillion, goes to roads and bridges. Less than one-tenth.
Unbelievable.
You know, now some of it goes to very worthy things. You know, there's a 5G build out, and there's a lot of other stuff. But when they tell you it's roads and bridges, understand that's $110 billion expenditure out of a $1.2 trillion spend. So it isn't roads and bridges. It's the other 90% that's a problem.
Well, and let me tell you, I don't even think the 5G build-out is reasonable. And let me tell you why, Rick. Private industry does a better job of supplying internet in all of its forms. And if you just say to people, you want 5G, pay for it. You know, and you have hundreds of millions of users. So if you say, but it's going to cost billions of dollars. If you have, I mean, how many people out of 330 million don't have a smartphone right now? And you say, well, probably, you know, some very young kids or very old adults, but otherwise 300 million. So if you want $1 billion, nick everybody for an extra $3 a year, 25 cents a month. And you say, well, what if it's 2 billion? Well, have the industry build it out. They'll do it sensibly. I don't know of anything that the government does that's done sensibly.
100% true. The government is a black hole. And I heard somebody today describe it a very smart way. Why in the world would you take people who you wouldn't hire into your own business and trust them spending billions of dollars? And that's what we do when we give this money to federal bureaucrats, is we entrust people who we wouldn't hire to run a cash register. We entrust them to spend billions of dollars and do so smartly.
It doesn't make any sense at all. That's Rick Manning, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Rick, it's always a pleasure. You know, if you're in